resurrected House Judiciary Committee. Colleagues, we have posted in front of us work session on Senate Bill 752. I'll open that work session. In front of you is a copy of the Senate Bill 752 Minority Report. Council will point out the two spots in this version of the bill that were different from the original committee report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. The difference is on page 1, line 10, under the definition of complete medical assessment. It would include the offering and if requested provision of prescriptions for emergency contraception. And on page 1, line 15, for the definition of medical assessment, again, the same language is added, provision of prescriptions for emergency contraception.
Okay. Are there any questions, Mr. Committee Counsel?
Mr. Chair, Chris, where did you say the other change was?
Just on page 1, lines 10 and 15.
Oh, line
and
15.
The reason there's two is there's two different medical assessments. One would be if a victim came in after, there wouldn't be a need for the collection of forensic evidence if the assault happened to remote in time to when they went into the hospital. That would be a partial medical assessment. That's on line 15, and the other is on line 10. It's on the, maybe we're on the wrong, is on the B minority report.
No, I see that, but what I'm looking at here is the B engrossed. Doesn't say minority report at the top of it, but is on line 10, the same language is already there. The offering and every requested provision of prescriptions.
For sexually transmitted disease prevention, Representative, if you look at line 10, it's the offering and if requested provision of prescriptions for sexually transmitted disease prevention.
Gotcha.
The inserted language here is prescriptions for emergency contraception and sexually transmitted disease prevention.
Okay.
Following?
I do.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move the minority report.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Representative Jensen.
Would you like a motion to reconsider the vote by which we pass Senate Bill 750?
Don't have to because it was sent back to
us. Because it was sent back to us, I don't believe that the reconsideration motion is in order. We have the bill afresh in front of us for purposes of work session. And Representative Barker, I think what we want to do, since instead of the adoption of the minority report, I think we just conceptually want to amend Senate Bill 752A with the language from the B engrossed minority report.
Okay.
Any disagreement about that?
I think so. Then that effect will be that the minority report, when we're done, will be the bill.
Will be the bill. So we want to amend the bill.
That's correct.
Right.
Okay.
Representative Barker?
I so move.
Representative Barker moves the amendment to Senate Bill 752 as identified in the B engrossed version of the minority report for Senate Bill 752. And that would be the inclusion of language on lines 10 and lines 15, prescriptions for emergency contraception. And that is a conceptual motion because we don't have that amendment in front of us.
Mr. Chair?
Representative Schiller.
Well, is that then so that the net effect then is that the minority report is substituted for the bill? That's his motion?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It has the same effect. Whether it's specifically the language or a substitution, it would be the same. So that's the motion. Is there discussion on the motion?
Mr. Chair?
Representative Cromwell.
I recognize the importance of doing this and adding this type of language in. I think that it is important for all of us to recognize that when a person has been the victim of a sexual abuse or a rape, that that they get are able to get the type of treatment that may be necessary, and one of those things being the emergency contraception. I think we can also recognize that the type of medication that's used is the same type of medication that's utilized in contraception that's taken on a regular basis and is not what would be considered an abort efficient, I think is how the terminology is put. So with that in mind, I support the motion to add this language in and send the bill back out to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Okay, thank you. Any further discussion? Representative Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd just like a little clarification. I do like the line C, the offering if requested provision. I think we really need to encourage choice, that people can make a free choice. I'm a little vague as to line 17, section 2.1, the availability of grants and donations, but then the DOJ will pay the costs. Will there be funding coming from DOJ, or is this a fund that is essentially just gifts and donations from outside, from hospitals, from benefactors? Do we have any information on that?
Mr. Chair,
yes,
I believe it's essentially donations and gifts. It's funded outside. Somebody could go to the emergency board in the interim and ask for money, but the emergency board would be in charge of that.
Mr. Chair,
Representative,
I think it's answered in Section 3 that actually establishes the fund and says that the fund is continuously appropriated to the Department of Justice to be used for those purposes. So
may accept.
It is a fund administered by DOJ.
Right. Okay. Any other comments?
So the motion having been made, Anne, do you want to call the roll?
This is just on the
amendment. This is on the amendment.
Representative Bartlett?
Aye.
Representative Jensen?
Aye.
Representative Cromwell?
Aye.
Representative McPherson?
Aye.
Representative Kozelski?
Aye.
Representative Shetterly?
Aye.
Vice Chair Ackerman?
Aye.
Vice Chair Anderson?
Aye.
Chair Williams?
Aye. The amendment is adopted. Representative Barker?
Yes, sir.
Move the bill.
I move the bill. Sorry. Senate Bill 752 be engrossed. That's conceptually amended.
Representative Barker moves Senate Bill 752 as engrossed, as amended by the conceptual amendments, be moved to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion on that motion? Okay. Call the roll, Ann.
Representative Bartlett?
Aye.
Representative Jensen?
Aye.
Representative Cromwell?
Aye.
Representative McPherson?
Aye.
Representative Kozelski?
Aye.
Representative Shetterly?
Aye.
Vice Chair Ackerman?
Aye.
Vice Chair Anderson?
Aye.
Chair Williams?
Aye. Senate Bill 752 as amended and conceptually amended moves out to the floor with that recommendation. I will keep myself assigned as carrier of the bill, but welcome other committee members to rise and speak as they deem appropriate. Representative Shetterly.
Well, Mr. Chair, now that we've been reopened, do we get to have another committee party?
If you're buying.
Maybe fast food.
With that, the resurrected and now expiring Judiciary Committee is, unless anyone else has anything else to offer.
I want my joint custody bill, brother.